Washington.
Uh-huh.
And building homes that at that time. He was working with Block family.
Uh-huh.
And Opal was in a big place that had people sitting there so many months, a year, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then she was cooking, and but she was cleaning mostly of the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So she was cleaning, like working like a chambermaid? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. In a hotel?
No.
In a resort?
It was a family business.
Oh, okay.
And it is in Snake still.
Oh.
The same one on a Spoordijk where the train runs, and on the end, and there is that big villa. And that is where Opa worked. And then Opa met her. And Opa had to go in the army fairly soon already after they got married.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was that they got married.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in Belgium.
Oh, okay.
For a couple of days that they were there in North Brabant.
So, Opa was a soldier as well?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If he was a sergeant or men,
yeah.
He had a title anyways, I know. Because he had a nice posture, you know, right there. He was a very proud man. And even when we did like this, sit up straight. Because your body is dead only, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you can still see it. He is still...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very proud man.
Very proud man. And he was one of, I think he was the one of the 12 kids. Yeah, because his dad got married twice. His first wife died. That was old time was one of those. And when he remarried, he had another couple of kids.
Wow.
I think as good as I remember, there were 17 kids altogether.
Wow.
And they were all in Snake, and that house is still there.
Really?
Really. If you go to the waterport, you know what the waterport
uh-huh.
is, and you look out on the canal, on the one big house on the right, that is where he grew up. And that was the old market.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Very interesting, mm-hmm. yeah. His half-brother came to work. Om Ulba.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he worked sometimes in the poultry business when we were busy.
Mm-hmm.
Because then Dad said, he's good at it. Why don't we call him? Because he was retired already too.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have any children, the couple.
Okay.
But Om Ulba, he was a very nice man. Yeah. He was stuttering a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Do, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. And then he had another sister, Tante Janke, who lived in Snake too. And she was deaf. She called you always by the name. And that you, if you showed it.
She could read your lips.
Yeah, then you could read. Such a beautiful lady. Yeah, there were about four or five kids, one boy and the rest girls. Yeah, they were very prosperous in family life.
Apparently.
Yeah, all of them. And then he had, went in Enkhuizen, a sister.
Okay.
And yeah, she is gone too now, of course. I don't know how many kids there were, but then we gone mostly to Amsterdam because there his one brother lived.
Okay.
And they and Tante Wiets. Oh, Hendrik and Tante Wiets. And their kids lived there too all. And sometimes sporadic they came in Friesland. Oh, Hendrik and Tante Wiets once a year. Because then they stayed there for about 2 weeks. On the day off, then we went home. Or the day that they came. You could always put your watch on that. were all together, I think, 17 kids, you know,
mm-hmm.
from the first wife and the second wife.
Right.
His half-brother and sister are still there, too, living.
Oh, okay.
And they still in the live in the same old farmhouse where my dad grew up in Snake. And it is still standing there.
Oh, okay.
Because his half-brother and wife, they live in there.
Oh, okay.
I have seen it once in the, this bedstaden, as they call it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Open the doors in yeah. the cupboard, and then you have your beds, and that, that is the same as Tante Janke, mm-hmm. as their sister has.
Okay.
And they lived in there, you know?
Wow. Like that. Okay.
They don't have any kids, but... he was always stuttering it very much.
Mm-hmm.
But he helped always in a busy time with Opa and Omelbe,
mm-hmm.
my brother, to the, in the chickens.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Christmas time, you know.
Yeah.
Then we called Ulbe. And then he could pluck the kids, chicken. And clean everything, yeah. He was quite handy with that. And then he made some extra money, you know.
Yeah, it all helps.
Yeah. And that was Dad's half-brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your dad's half-brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the rest of the family were not very close. Yeah, or Tante Janke and Oom Hendrik. Oom Hendrik was a bakery. He came every Saturday to bring bread and milk in a week time twice,
mm-hmm.
you know. That was Dad's brother-in-law, and his sister was deaf, Janke.
Mm-hmm.
But if you talked close to her, then she could spell her.
Read your lips.
Yeah, read your lips, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They have... four, if I'm not mistaken. Three girls and one boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And those were the closest to Opa and Opu. And Tante Janke mm-hmm. and Oom Hendrik, who lived in Snake too.
Right.
They were close too to Father and Moeke.
Mm-hmm.
Because Oom Hendrik ran with a bakery cart,
mm-hmm.
brought bakery. And milk and cream on Saturdays, and sometimes bread, we call it pastry, yeah, for in the afternoon. Soup got bread, yeah. And that was a big family. Then they had another sister and brother. And cousin, and in Amsterdam, there had another brother and sister. And then in the States.
All right, yes, and then moved to the States.
Yeah, then he moved off. And Opa and Opu went there once, and he was just 4 days too late to see his sister
yeah.
because he had died.
Now, Uncle Andy and Aunt Nan.
That is family more from
Dad's side. Okay.
Yeah. And Uncle Andy was family from his aunt, from Dad's aunt, because that was very close all together
mm-hmm.
too, you know. And
okay.
and Uncle Andy and Aunt Nan, they were lovely people.
They were.
Because they wanted always the kids too.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, why don't they come and stay here for a while?
Right.
And that's what they did just about every year then from then on.
Mm-hmm.
And they came with the horses.
Yes.
You know? And I have been in that place too because they had a
mm-hmm.
farm or more. And
in, yeah.
It was more a farmhouse.
Yeah.
But they had.
Yeah.
No, they, I liked them very much. Mm-hmm. And they had always such pleasure.
Yes.
They could laugh, you know, mm-hmm. especially at them.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they were very nice. Mm-hmm. And then Uncle Andy, they listened to Aunt Nan, but of course Uncle Andy was not Frisian, he was from a different place.
Mm-hmm.
But Aunt Nan was from Friesland.
Oh, okay.
So that went always, Hardebecht. Hardebecht.
So which one was Dad related to, Aunt Nan or Uncle Andy?
I think Aunt Nan.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, but she married Uncle Andy.
Right.
And I liked Uncle Andy, mm-hmm. too. He was a very nice man.
He was.
He did a lot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And with the horses.
Yeah.
Oh, we had so much fun with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they're all gone.
Yeah.
But what can you do? But it is nice memories.
Yes.
And that is actually one of the few families from the outside that we keep contact with,
right.
you know? Because Emma, we still...
Mm-hmm, yeah. Have talked to Emma a few times.
Yeah. Such a nice girl.
She is, yeah.
Yeah. I think she's divorced.
Mm-hmm. And she has three kids.
Yeah.
Two boys and a girl.
Two boys and a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Nan and Emma. Emma. She's such a nice girl.
Mm-hmm. She's a school bus driver.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yes.
School bus driver.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was fun. Yeah, that is one of the closest families from Dad, I mm-hmm. think.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have that much...
Well, it was hard for the brothers to get out here.
To get out here, you know.
But we had your
anniversary.
Was it your 40th wedding anniversary where they all came out?
Yeah, I think yeah. so.
Yeah, that was in 1990 something.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we had them all out. We had Tante Teen and Tante Lise, Tante Geis, Oma Vata, Oma Chaling, Oma Hana. Uncle Hans.
Yeah.
The only one that wasn't there was Uncle Jack because he had passed away.
Yeah.
But we had all the brothers and
yeah.
we had all the women and you had a house full.
Yeah.
Because I had to stay at Anna and Rick's.
Yeah.
Because there was no room at the house. And we had a huge party.
Yeah.
Huge, big barbecue. So.
Yeah, that was nice.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen too often with families.
No, not when you have that many people.
No. No, that was, and Dad had enjoyed it so much.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got yeah. to show off.
Yeah, of course.
And then you guys hopped in two vehicles. I think you went, didn't you go to Vegas?
Vegas, yeah.
Yeah, you went to Vegas for a weekend.
For a weekend, yeah.
Yeah, it was insane.
Yeah. Cost a lot of money.
Yeah, but it was worth it.